Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 15 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm super excited to have you join me for another episode. Today, we're diving into a topic that every photographer encounters at some point, because let's face it, no matter how seasoned you are behind the lens, photography mishaps are bound to happen. From unpredictable weather to challenging lighting situations, last-minute cancellations, and dealing with unhappy clients, we've all been there. In this episode, I'll share some valuable tips and strategies to help you navigate these tricky situations like a pro. So let's get started. Tip number one is to embrace the elements. All right, first up, let's talk about dealing with unexpected weather conditions. Always have a backup plan for outdoor shoots. If there's rain in the forecast, how do you know when it's time to reschedule or move forward? For me, I always tell my clients that I will contact them the day of the photo shoot regarding weather. I tell them not to stress, that I will be watching the weather and will give them my best advice for either moving forward with the photo shoot or rescheduling. My rule of thumb is if it's 50% chance of rain or more, it's most likely going to be rescheduled so that my clients get the best possible outcome for their photos. I also look at wind and reschedule if it's above 20 miles per hour or more, because honestly, who wants to sit through hair and makeup only to get their hair blown all over the place in their photos? I also tell them that extreme cloudiness may require us to reschedule. Now, could I take photos in extreme cloudiness? Of course. But ultimately, I want my clients to have the best experience possible, and a dreary, cloudy day is not something that makes for the best experience possible. It could be really cool if that's a look you're going for, or you may live in an area where it's more common than not to have cloudy days, so your reschedule policy may differ from mine. But ultimately, as photographers, we have to make sure we clearly communicate our suggestions for our clients and weather-related reschedules. In fact, at the time of this podcast recording, I had just rescheduled a photo shoot due to rain. It's always a bummer, but ultimately, I have the flexibility to reschedule and have specific dates set aside in my calendar for that reason. I know that it is what's best for my client because it is super rainy today, and that just does not make for the most fun shoot. Now, if a reschedule is not possible, you should definitely have a backup plan for rain. For instance, look for places such as a parking garage, overhangs on buildings, indoor spots with beautiful natural light, or you may even have a studio that you can use if weather doesn't permit for you to take them outside. In all my years of hosting workshops and retreats, I stress about the weather affecting our styled photo shoot. Of course, stressing about it doesn't change the outcome, but having a backup plan is super important. I have had to think on the fly and find an indoor spot due to rain. We used a parking garage and a public transportation entrance because it was covered so that we could avoid the rain and got some really cool shots. If rain shows up uninvited, don't stress. Embrace the elements creatively and turn challenges into opportunities for unique and memorable photos. If rain disrupts your outdoor shoot, integrate umbrellas, rain boots, or colorful raincoats as props. Have these props on hand so you're always prepared. These things not only add a playful and whimsical element to your images, but also showcase your adaptability and creativity as a photographer. Encourage your seniors to embrace the weather and have fun with the unexpected elements, resulting in authentic and candid moments captured on camera, and turn that unexpected downpour into a photo op that will be fun and memorable. I know myself have had this happen. Once was on a photo shoot, destination photo shoot in Charleston, South Carolina. The shoot started out great. There was absolutely no rain in the forecast. We shot on one location. We made it to a second location. And on our third location, which was the beach, which was ultimately what we were trying to get to, we were walking out to the beach and all of a sudden it started raining. We were able to get some really fun photo shoots of her splashing around in the water since it was already raining anyway. And then we made a backup plan for just the beach portion the next morning when it was sunny again. If the weather turns gnarly with lighting or crazy winds, reschedule that shoot for another day. I was once on another photo shoot with a senior client, again, beautiful and sunny, then out of nowhere, a huge storm showed up. We waited it out for a few minutes to see if it went away as quickly as it appeared, but ultimately had to call the photo shoot and reschedule the rest for another day. Communicate clearly with your clients about the importance of safety precautions and the need for flexibility in scheduling to ensure a successful and enjoyable photo session for everyone involved. By embracing the elements with preparedness, creativity, and safety measures, you can navigate outdoor shoots smoothly and deliver stunning results regardless of weather challenges. Tip number two, mastering lighting challenges. Next, take a good look at your lighting situation before you start clicking away. Sometimes clients ask us to photograph in a specific location that you may not always have time to scout out beforehand. And even though the client may say, "It has great light." We've all heard that, right? That may not always be the case because clients don't know what we know when it comes to lighting and photography. Take the time to look at lighting, especially in new locations, and take note of any potential challenges such as harsh shadows, uneven lighting, or overly bright spots that could affect the overall quality of your photographs. Adjust your shooting angle or position your subject strategically to mitigate these issues and create a more visually appealing composition. Reflectors and diffusers are your BFFs when it comes to taming harsh light or jazzing up those indoor shots with a little extra glow. Reflectors can bounce natural light onto your subject, filling in shadows and creating a more balanced illumination. Similarly, diffusers can soften harsh sunlight or artificial light sources, resulting in more flattering and even lighting. Experiment with different reflector sizes and colors to achieve the desired effect based on your shooting conditions and creative vision. For indoor shoots or locations with limited natural light, invest in portable lighting equipment like speed lights or continuous LED lights, and they really can be game changers. These tools provide additional control over the lighting environment, allowing you to enhance or modify the existing light to suit your photographic style. Use speed lights to add fill light or create dramatic, if I can talk, effects, while LED lights offer consistent and adjustable illumination for portrait sessions or studio setups. By mastering lighting challenges through careful assessment, strategic positioning, and the use of supplemental tools, you can alleviate the quality of your photographs and achieve professional results even in challenging lighting conditions. Flexibility, experimentation, and a solid understanding of lighting principles will enable you to adapt and thrive in various shooting environments, ensuring stunning and impactful images for your senior photography clients. And also, don't be afraid to move your client. Yesterday, I was on a photo shoot and I saw these great purple flowers along a sidewalk and I thought, let's try it. But when we actually walked out there, the lighting was just entirely too harsh and just was not going to work for my style of photographs, to be honest. There was no way to turn her. There was no way to position her. Even a reflector did not help in this particular spot. And I just was honest with my client and said, you know what? As pretty as these purple flowers are, I know another spot that's just going to give us a better lighting scenario for the ultimate what we want, which is good photos. If you're looking for an in-person retreat that will help you stay inspired, explore your creativity, and capture photos in amazing locations, I have not one, but two retreat options for you. I'm hosting the Seniorology Spokesmodel Retreat in Charleston, South Carolina, November 10th through the 13th, where we will plan out your entire spokesmodel program, including structure, pricing, and launch plan in just 3 days. You'll also be able to capture amazing content to help market your team because my senior models will be modeling for us in not one, but two photo shoots. To find out more about this in-person retreat and to apply, visit www.seniorology.com/SM retreat or click the link in the show notes. The second retreat option is a business and marketing retreat for senior photographers that will be held February 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada. This retreat will concentrate on planning out your entire marketing for the year, including creating a bank of content, done reels, done email marketing campaigns, and more. We will capture photos of high school seniors in some truly bucket list worthy locations, including Seven Magic Mountains and Valley of Fire. In 3 days, you will not only be able to photograph seniors in some epic locations, but you will have your marketing done so you can return home and work on other areas of your business, knowing that you'll be marketing, getting inquiries, and getting booked. To find out more information about this retreat and to apply, visit www.seniorology.com/bizretreat or click the link in the show notes. Tip number three. Handling last-minute cancellations. Now, on to the dreaded last-minute cancellations. We've all been there, right? First things first, keep calm and communicate with empathy and understanding. Understand where your clients are coming from and see if there's any way to work things out. Take the time to listen to their reasons for canceling, whether it's due to unforeseen circumstances, personal emergencies, sickness, or scheduling conflicts. Express empathy and offer to reschedule the session if feasible, showing that you prioritize their needs and value their business. Having a clear and comprehensive cancellation policy outlined in your contract is essential for managing such situations. Clearly state the terms and conditions regarding cancellations, rescheduling, and refunds or cancellation fees to avoid misunderstandings and ensure transparency for both parties. This not only protects your business, but also sets clear expectations for your clients regarding the consequences of last-minute cancellations. And hey, if you find yourself with some unexpected free time, use it wisely. Update your portfolio, amp up your marketing game, or slide into those DMs and connect with some potential clients. Use that unexpected free time to productively benefit your business. Instead of dwelling on the cancellation, use the extra time to work on essential tasks that contribute to your professional growth. This could involve updating your website or portfolio with new work, refining your marketing strategies, networking with potential clients or collaborators, or even investing in some self-improvement through online courses and workshops. By turning setbacks into opportunities for productivity and development, you can transform a last-minute cancellation into a chance to enhance your business and build stronger client relationships. Tip number four, managing unhappy clients. Last but not least, let's chat about handling unhappy clients. We never want this to happen, but inevitably it may happen in your career. Active listening is key here. Acknowledge your clients' concerns and feelings. Show empathy and understanding, even if you don't necessarily agree with the perspective. And try really, really, really hard not to take it personally. I know it's super hard, but most of the time it is not personal. take responsibility for any slip-ups or misunderstandings and work together to find a solution that leaves everyone smiling. Whether it's offering a complimentary reshoot, providing additional editing, or offering a partial refund, aim to find a resolution that satisfies your client. I remember one particular client who was not happy with her photos. The key to making her happy was talking to her and really listening and trying to pinpoint what it was that she didn't like. Ultimately, it turned out that because I had photographed both her older sisters on days that were sunnier than her photo shoot, it was the lighting and the brightness she was missing in her photos. Her shoot day was extremely overcast, and the field we chose, which was the field where both of her older sisters had their photos taken, really takes on a very green cast when the sun is not shining. It's a location that really needs that yellowness from the sun to cut through all the green and to make other colors pop. That was ultimately what she was not seeing when she saw her photos. That was not necessarily my fault. So when I got to the bottom of what was truly going on, I was happy to hear that because you never really want it to be your fault. And I didn't necessarily have to offer a reshoot, but this was a family who had come to me several times with all the children once they were seniors, and I really wanted her happy. So I offered a reshoot, and it was on a sunny day, and she ultimately got the photos she was looking for. The important thing is to learn from the experience and use feedback from unhappy clients as an opportunity to learn, level up, and improve your skills as a photographer. Take note of any areas where you can enhance your services to prevent similar issues in the future. Okay, guys, there you have it. What to do when things go wrong, weather, lighting, last-minute cancellations, and unhappy clients. Remember that no matter what challenges you may face, stay flexible, stay positive, and keep creating amazing memories for your clients. And if you find yourself in one of these situations, reach out to me. I promise you, I've been through the exact same situation and can really talk you through it and provide support. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode, and please share it with your senior photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors more effectively, or you want advice breaking out as an educator in the photography world, or you're looking for a retreat to attend, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.